We were discussing yesterday the question as to why the son of Boaz and Rus was not named Mahlon for the deceased husband of Rus, assuming that this was a form of Yibum of sorts. Why then wasn't the child named for the deceased husband of Rus? After all, when it comes to Yehuda instructing his son Onan to marry the almana of the older son, Er, so Rashi tells us, v'akem zera l'achicha, that the ben should be nikra al shem the mace. So Ramban there brings a raya against Rashi from the Megillas Rus. Ramban says, they didn't call Oved Machlon, they called him Oved. It's dacha raya that you don't have to name the child for the deceased husband of the almana. And the Ramban repeats the same raya again in Parshas Kisetze, in the Parsha of Yibum itself, that there is no need to name the baby after the deceased husband. Baharaya, Oved was not named Machlon, Oved was named Oved. We said the Mizrahi, or Leo Mizrahi, comments on the Ramban's Kashan Rashi. It's Pashat Rashi knew that this was the case. The Gemara Nivam Estaf Chavdal says that there's no need to name the baby after the Nifter. Pshat in the Pasuk, the Gemara says, is the Nachala of the mace goes to the Yavam, and that's how the memory of the mace is perpetuated. So we said that Sefer Chavatzal Sasharon suggests what then is Ramban's kasha on Rashi. So the Mizrahi says that when Rashi says in Parshas Vayeshev that Yehuda told Onan, v'hakem zera l'chicha, and Rashi says that means that the ben is called after the mace, but Mizrahi explained that there's a difference between pre-Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. Pre-Matan Torah, Yehuda and Tamar, Onan and Er, and Echanami. At that point in time, Yibum was different. It was Lav Dafka, the brother. It was the closest relative. And then in those days, Echanami, the baby was named for the deceased husband of the almana. But post-Matan Torah, Neschad Shalocha, says the Mizrahi, only the brother, not any other Karav, does the Yibum. And post-Matan Torah, there's no need to name the baby after the deceased husband. That was the Mizrahi explaining why Rashi Vayeshev implies the baby's name for the deceased husband, because that's pre-Matan Torah. But post-Matan Torah, as in the case of Megillas Rus, there's no need to name the baby for the deceased husband. So Chavetzel Sashor explains Ramban's Kasha and Rashi, then the Chor is the following. The Yibum of Boaz and Rus was not a post-Matan Torah Yibum. V'haraya, Rus never had Kedushin with her husband Machlon. After all, Targum Yonasan, the Medrash, point out that she was still a Moviyah, she wasn't a Jewess yet. So there was no Kedushin. You can't marry with Kedushin b'nisuin a non-Jewish woman. Elamai, the Yibum of post-Matan Torah wasn't relevant to the case of Boaz and Rus. So when Boaz married Rus, A, this was not a Yibum of post-Matan Torah. She never had Kedushin with Machlon. And that's why also, he wasn't a brother. He was a cousin of Machlon, according to one sheet of the Medrash. He was an uncle of Machlon, according to another sheet of the Medrash. This was a pre-Matan Torah model of Yibum. It was not a real post-Matan Torah Yibum, it was a pre-Matan Torah model of Yibum. So if that's the case, the Ramban's Kashan Rashi is, according to Rashi and Vayeshev, that pre-Matan Torah Yibum, like in Yehuda's case, Erva Onan, you're supposed to send the baby after the mace. So Ramban's asking Boaz and Rus, which was a pre-Matan Torah model of Yibum, because he wasn't a brother, there wasn't Kedushin between Machlon and Rus. So according to Rashi, Ramban is asking, you should have named Ovid after Machlon, if it's a pre-Matan Torah model of Yibum. That was the way that Chavetzal Sashon explains Ramban's Kasha on Rashi. That in the case of Boaz and Rus, if it's a pre-Matan Torah model of Yibum, why wasn't the baby named for Machlon? And so Chavetzal Sashon, we mentioned, answers as follows. He says, even pre-Matan Torah Yibum, who is Mitzuvah to name the baby after the deceased husband? The Yavam. In the case of the Milas Rus, who was the Yavam? It was Boaz. But when they named the baby, Boaz was no longer alive. He died the morning after he married Rus. He was no longer alive. Who named the baby? The Shechenos, the women, Naomi's friends. They have no mitzvah to name the baby after the Yavam, after the deceased husband of the Almana, says Chavetzal Sashron. So even though Ramban is asking Rashi that the model of Boaz and Rus's Yibum was a pre-Matan Torah model of Yibum. And according to Rashi, then they should have named the baby for Machlon. But Lamaisa, Boaz wasn't alive anymore. The Yavam wasn't alive. And there's no mitzvah on anyone other than the Yavam to name the baby after the deceased husband. Hence, there was no need, even working within a pre-Matan Torah model of Yibum, to name the baby for the deceased husband of Rus. That's what we mentioned yesterday. And with this, the Chavetzal Sashron explains another Geshara. According to one interpretation of the Medrash, why was Machlon in Machlon? and Kilion named Kilion. No, the Medrash has one interpretation that they were named their names because they were taken from the world, consumed, died early. They themselves, as we know, died without children. In general, there's a concern naming a baby after someone who died young without children. Rea Mazle, it's not a good simon. Why was there no concern here to name the baby after the deceased when he was Rea Mazle? Because whenever there's a mitzvah, so shomer mitzvah lo yidah davar ra. When you're performing a mitzvah, then there's no concern. But once again, if it's not the Yavam naming the baby, it's the Shechenos. They have no mitzvah to name the baby after the deceased husband. So, again, another reason why perhaps they would not have named him Machlon, since they have no mitzvah to do so. While discussing the question of Shemos in Megillas Rus, one related, or not so related, question. Why was Rus's name not changed after her Gerus? Minigiz, a ger is Megayer, you do a new Shinui Hashem. Why was Rus's name not changed? Or was it changed? So in Sefer Mishnah Sager, he cites a fascinating Zohar Chadosh on Rus, Midrash Ne'alam. Zohar Chadosh on Rus writes, and Rabbi Pidas asked the son of Rabbi Yossi Ishsocho, Rus, Kevin Shinis Gaira, Mitnei Malo Karua B'Shem Acher. Why Taka wasn't Rus's name changed when she was Miss Gaia, when she was Miss Gayeris? And Amarle, Rabbi Yossi Ishsocho responds to Rabbi Pidas, or the son of Rabbi Yossi Ishsocho responds to Rabbi Pidas, Amarle Kach Shemati, Deshem Acher Hayla. She Taka had a different name initially. Ukshanisa Isla Machlon, when she married Machlon, which according to the Zohar Chadosh, she was Miss Gayeris first. That's a machlokas in Midrashim and Chazal. Was she Miss Gaia before she married Machlon or not? We quoted before the Shita of the Medrash Rabbah and the Targum Yonasan that she was still a Moaviyah when she married Machlon. There was no Kedushin. The Zohar Chadosh though is of the opinion that she did convert before she married Machlon. So Zohar Chadosh writes, when she married Machlon, which was after she was Miss Gayeris, Karu Shma Rus. That's when they changed the name to Rus. Shitaka did have a name change upon her Gayeris. Zohar Chadosh writes, Dehakish Nisas Lamachlon Nisgaira, Vilolachasman. She was Nisgaira before she married Machlon, not afterwards. And so Omar Lo, Rabbi Pidas then asks, in return, Shamata Mashma Betchila? Okay, she changed the name to Rus. What was her name initially? Before she was Nisgaira, what was her name? What is it? Ah, very good. Okay, I was going to leave you all in suspense, but I guess that wouldn't have worked. Okay. Gilit, says the Zohar Chadosh, Kayach. Gilit. Amrele Gilis Shema. Her name was Gilis. Gimel Yud Lamed Yusuf. Gilis. Put that in the category of those female names that we're not so familiar with. Avram's mother and the whole Shimshon's wife and the whole list of names of women we're not familiar with. What's that? Right. So Gilis is not the one to put in that department. Gilis was Rus's name. Gilis was her name. And when she married Machlon, says the Zohar Chadosh, that's when they changed her name to Rus.
Can I read the question? Why did Naomi say go back? She's a Jew.
Okay, that's a good kasha. We'll have to get to that. Good kasha. Before we conclude, just point out that the Ben Yehoyada in Brachas Daf Zayin, Amid Beis, quoted by Mishnah Sager, is Cholek. He says, no, her name was always Rus. Always Rus. He asks, why then wasn't her name changed when she was Miss Gayeris? He says, because the reason we do a Shini Hashem for a ger, he writes, interestingly enough, is that we shouldn't be mazkir the fact that they had once been non-Jewish and it took them this long, so to speak, to convert. But by Rus, it's not her fault. She couldn't convert. Amoni v'lo amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. That halacha wasn't nischachi yet until Boaz Paskin, that I'm allowed to marry her. So she really wasn't able to be welcome to the call beforehand. So the fact that she was given the name Rus and maintained the name Rus, that's not mazker any oven on her part, he argues, that she didn't come to be Miss Gaia earlier because it wasn't her fault. So they're able to maintain her name, says the Ben Yehoyada, even after she converted. See, he argues, in other words, that her name always was Rus. There never was a Shini Hashem. It was Rus, it stayed Rus. Whereas according to Zohar Chadosh, no, it was Gilis initially, and then it became Rus.